Welcome to the Emo Show. I'm your host, Linz, and today we have a special guest. Now, we all just want to get back out there and go see live music, whether that be at bars, concerts, or festivals. We all want to see live music and maybe even discover new artists. I had the pleasure of meeting Sign Language. They're a new indie pop band from Ontario. Here's a clip of their new song, Back to You. Could you guys give us a little insight to who you are?
Well, we were really surprised that you reached out to us, actually. I'm also sorry there's a dog in the background that you may hear. But we were really surprised that you found us because we have only been a band for about a month and a half. So we were pretty excited that somebody found us and wanted to talk to us. It's just the two of us, Mike and I'm Vanessa, and we just sit in this room and bounce ideas off each other and write some pop hits.
Yep, that's exactly right. Studio life.
So what got you into making music?
Well, we both have vastly different journeys in music, but have both been doing it for a long, long time. And we just met not too long ago in the first place. And it's pretty amazing how similar our backgrounds actually are, from starting out playing in live bands and learning instruments and stuff, to going right through to producing and engineering and all that. We have a very similar background. So when we started working together, it's the easiest thing in the world because we both know we're on the same page with all that, right? So it's just been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah. But he does, Mike does most of the, all of the recording and editing and all the software end of things. So, because I'm not that knowledgeable in applying that. I know a little bit here and there, but I sure can't do it.
So COVID has been around for almost 2 years, probably.
Yep.
How has it impacted you?
That's tough because we are pretty new, but I think at this point, if there weren't any COVID going around, we probably would be trying to book shows and locally start making a name for ourselves. Mm. But so the marketing aspect has been a little bit different because we've had to think of ways that we can put ourselves out there and become known without being able to actually be in the community. Showing our faces and saying, hey, check out our song, or making merch. Even we're thinking about what kind of merch we want to make, but then we're what is even feasible, because we can't sell it at shows. And, I don't know if you have anything to add.
I'm dying to play shows again, but I'm just dying to go see shows again. This has been going on for too long. And I think that's the funny thing about this whole thing with people in my position that do a lot of the recording and engineering and stuff is we do a lot of that from home anyway. So not being able to go to a studio and stuff doesn't really affect that whole thing. But I think what's hitting people the hardest is not being able to work face to face with other artists a lot, because I think now we've taken for granted how much inspiration you get from working with other people and being in the same room together and stuff like that. So yeah, we've had all the time in the world to do stuff like this, and the inspiration from seeing live music, I think, is so much more impactful. So everybody is kind of just in a rut and waiting to get back to full steam, right?
Yeah, networking too. It's just any kind of networking, whether it be with the audience or other bands or whoever, venue owners and stuff. It's all digital now, so it just feels less personable, it's definitely strange.
So not being able to go to bars or shows or anything to promote yourselves, so how are you guys putting yourself out there, through social media and stuff?
Exactly like that. Trying to network with as many, starting local, because I still love the local music scene around our area and around Ontario, and I've always thought it's a really cool, tight-knit community. And that's the thing that I think we also took for granted, is the face-to-face networking and stuff like that, how far that can really go. You think it's just an encounter, or you're meeting somebody for the first time, but you never know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think too, we only have one song out, but shameless plug, the next one's out on May 30th, so a couple days, but with every release that we have, it's kind of I don't know, in the past, I would just be really excited to put a song out, spread the word, and then, you know, maybe do a music video to come later. But with the releases that we've been doing thus far, we kind of have to think about the whole package. Like, what can we do to make this the most extravagant thing that when someone sees it online, they want to click it and say, oh, I want to watch this and I want to check out their other music. But I don't know, in the past, maybe you in the past were all together as a package, but I, you know, in my previous projects, we weren't, and we just kind of did, you know, the audio, then everything else would kind of follow. So yeah, just when it comes to releasing things, we have a lot of more effort put into what that looks like.
Yeah, we've had the time.
Nothing else to do.
So Doug Ford said a couple days ago that he put out his like roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
As things start, people get vaccinated and such, there's like three phases.
Mm-hmm.
And his second phase looks like that's when outdoor festivals and concerts would start up.
Amazing.
So how would you guys feel going to play one of those or just even attending one?
It takes some getting used to again. Yeah. I've been wondering what that's going to look like.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm really big into the band of Horses, but I follow them on social media, and I just saw they put out a huge venue list for Lollapalooza, which is a huge festival that hasn't been able to happen, and it, like, the lineup was crazy, and it's in the States, obviously, and they're all open up, I think, for the most part, everywhere. So I was thinking about what that would look like, but I think we would be open to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we're kind of at the point, and we feel in Niagara anyways, it seems people are at the point where they're making smart decisions and they're doing things considering COVID, but they are kind of ready to get back to normal life.
Yeah.
So I think that we would be open to it. Hopefully that's not a bad thing.
I think it's been going on for so long too, that at first the social distancing and stuff was hard to get used to, but now it's been going on for so long. I think it's going to take more getting used to going back to how it used to be, which I think is funny. I've been trying to picture the same thing. The first time you go, especially an indoor club venue with a couple hundred people even, and you're right face to face, I can't picture it happening. I guess I won't until it happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think in Ontario too, we're a special case where we've kind of been very inconsistent and back and forth. So yeah, I think being, and you're in Ottawa too, right? I think
you
get that, right? So I don't know how it is being on the border, but yeah, Ontario, I think it's just, we have no idea what anything looks like anymore.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much.
Yeah. Awesome talking to you.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
Yeah. Have a good one.